This is the Niles Energy Podcast, episode 359, vocabulary to make you hungry for an IELTS 8. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
On today's show, you'll get 8 high-scoring words and phrases to hit the highest scores on your next IELTS speaking exam.
What's going on, Jessica? How's it going?
I'm thinking about food.
Oh, gosh.
It's my lunchtime here.
Good.
What about you?
Yeah.
Do you have other thoughts beyond food to share?
Not really. That's usually making up about like 60, 70% of my thought space, my mind space. A little bit of work and food on the mind. Yeah.
Oh, seriously. I think about food all the time. I would order if I went to this restaurant, what I feel like eating right now. Did I have enough breakfast? Should I have a snack? Well, I'm diabetic. I'm type 1 diabetic. Yeah. So I'm like required to think about food a lot.
Excuse, in other words. I, on the other hand, just like food. In Montreal, we were able to find one place that was open for brunch that actually was, I think it was an average brunch place, but the food was definitely better than I was used to. It was good.
Nice.
It was good.
Awesome.
Yes.
Oh, I love going out to eat. I really only go out to eat if I'm on vacation. Otherwise, I'm just in the routine of, the cereal for breakfast, whatever my routine is. But
it's good to go out sometimes. It's fun. You know, you mix it up and enjoy conversation. And it's a good time usually if the food's good.
It gives you something to talk about on the IELTS speaking exam because those are possible questions, guys. Food, this topic of food comes up on the IELTS exam a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So it might be something you listen to two students talking about a meal. Read something about a specific diet. Like a scientifically based article. On the speaking exam, you could be asked about it in any part. On writing task 2, you could be asked about like the problems of obesity and healthy eating. So you need some interesting, useful vocabulary and be prepared.
Right. And in the past, we've said that the way to get that 7 or higher in speaking, as far as vocabulary goes, is to be different from every other student on test day. Right, Jessica?
Exactly.
And that's why today we're going to give you guys the exact vocabulary terms and phrases that are going to make you different. Okay. This is what you need.
On that note, you guys, 2 words to take out of your vocabulary. Please do not say delicious or convenient, because for some reason, those 2 words are just, examiners hear them all the time. And if you want to stand out, don't use those 2 words. So that's the first thing. Okay.
Interesting.
So what should you use? So we sort of organize this vocab according to possible IELTS questions. So in speaking part 1, you could be asked, what is a traditional dish from your country?
Yeah.
So what could we say there?
Yeah. So a couple of the phrases that we have are, here's one, bursting with flavor. And
so
I was
good.
Thinking about what I would answer here. I would say, I would talk about clam chowder, because that is specifically from Boston or from New England. New England clam chowder. And I would say, you know, I eat it once in a blue moon because it's so fatty, right? So kind of bad for you, but it's just so good because, it's incredible. Yes.
I think that could sort of, so this idea, once in a blue moon, could be used to describe a couple different things. One is, this traditional food is delicious and very unhealthy. Yes. So you only eat it once in a blue moon, or it's so complicated to make that you only make it once in a blue moon. I think probably all traditional foods can be put into one or both of those categories.
Yeah, that's right. And then the first one that we threw out there again was bursting with flavor. Can you think
this is just full of image. I love this idea. Like, there is, it's so flavorful. It's, yeah. There is so much happening with these herbs and spices, and it's just, it's so delicious. Again, don't say it. Say bursting with flavor.
Oh, yeah. Makes me think of the food that you find in California, like on the West Coast more. I felt like the food out there was incredible. Just such a nice food culture they have in Southern California. My gosh. So much fruit and vegetables. Yeah.
I think it's the, like, all the Latino influence, like all the Hispanic influence, right, has really added all of those spices and different sort of tubers and root vegetables and such. So, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. We have a lot of that up here, too. So in speaking part two, you might be asked to describe a meal you had with friends recently or a meal you went out to recently with friends. So something you could say to describe sort of a saltier food, like the opposite of sweet. So I'm thinking like meats and stuff that that are rich flavors you could describe as savory.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking of a poutine dish that I had in Montreal. That was savory because the gravy, right? It's French fries with gravy and cheese curds.
Oh my God, so that sounds so good.
Savory. Yeah, very like it just sits in your mouth and you just, it's an experience, right? So it's savory. Yeah.
And it's also something you'd only eat once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
But delicious. something that is like that sort of heavy. These are just some extra adjectives for you guys or descriptive phrases. Food that is really heavy, you could describe it as like, it's delicious at the time you eat it, sure, but then it sort of feels like a brick is sitting in your gut.
Yeah.
Like you're just like weighed down for a day. That's how I feel because I'm not used to eating food like that.
That's how I feel when I eat ice cream. It just feels heavy. I love it, but it just feels heavy. I feel full. Yeah. I don't know.
That's crazy. That's really weird.
But I love ice cream, so I still eat it.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No matter, even if you were, like, allergic, you would still eat it.
Yeah.
What else could we use in that part two answer? Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you would like to join Dennis from Russia, who got an 8.5 on his speaking exam, or Anna from Brazil, who got a 9 on her speaking exam, both students in the Three Keys IELTS Success System, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, so we could say, especially if we're eating in the U.S., but in general, if we get a large helping of food, we could say the plates were heaping with food, right? Heaping portions or heaping plates means overflowing with food.
Exactly, just like mountains of food. So the plates were heaping with mashed potatoes. I would love that. I love mashed potatoes. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
It has to do with serving sizes, right? Serving portions, portion sizes. Mm-hmm. So like Lindsay said, in the U.S., I think heaping plates are a little bit more common. But I'm sure you guys could work it into an answer.
Definitely.
Another thing, if you're describing the dinner, right, don't just talk about the food. You need to fill the 2 minutes with detailed description. So think about the company, the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You could say that the conversation was sparkling. I love that adjective. So it's kind of like exciting, right? Yeah. Exciting and quick and witty and fun. Sparkling. Ooh.
I like that. Very interesting, right? Because the question here is describe a meal you had out with friends. So it's not just a meal you had by yourself, right? It matters who you were with.
Exactly. So yeah, talk about everything in that question, right? Talk about the meal, talk about the place you went out to, talk about the friends, right? There's a lot to fill the 2 minutes there.
Absolutely.
And then part three, we start to get a little bit more serious with our questions, right? So remember guys, part three questions are very similar to writing task two questions. Mm-hmm. So an example might be, how could people be encouraged to eat more healthily?
Yeah. So the way we took this when we were preparing today, guys, is we looked at the different diets that are in style right now. The idea is that people can try these diets and prove to themselves how good they feel, right? And then that will kind of create this positive feedback cycle. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like if you like force someone or encourage them just to try something for 2 weeks or just to try something for 1 month, like they're going to feel so much better that they're going to want to feel that way all the time. Mm-hmm. So they'll want to be more healthy. So a couple different sort of trendy diets that Lindsay and I would never do. One of them is the paleo diet. Guys, if you come to the US or the UK, and I'm sure it's all over Europe as well, but in different languages. The paleo diet, this is on menus. This is on cookbooks, like paleo, paleo everywhere. It's also called the caveman diet, I've heard people say. So like you evaluate a food, and if a caveman could have found it, then you can eat it. So like animals, fruits, vegetables, like that's about it.
Or it also includes seafood, based on what I saw. It includes seafood, which makes sense, right? The caveman could have gone and put a spear into a fish, right?
Oh, totally. So yeah,
fruits,
yeah, yeah.
Veggies, nuts, and seeds, they come from the ground. So that sort of thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So super healthy, but you're giving up grains. No grains in this diet. So no wheat. What else would be a grain? No rice.
Also, no, like, alcohol, which includes kind of grains and sugars and things.
Of course. Yeah. No processed stuff. No processed sugar. Natural sugar, fine. Mm-hmm. Honey, right? But no, like, processed sugar. Oh, God.
Right. Yeah. And the other diet that we thought of was the Whole30, which is pretty similar.
It is very similar. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it seems like the same thing. There may be some nuanced differences, but it is no grains, no sugar, no alcohol, no legumes, no peanuts, which made me sad.
Yeah, no like nuts, peanuts, no beans. Yeah. Some nuts. It's very detailed.
Okay.
So the Whole30, it's more of a plan. It's a plan and a diet. So it's similar to paleo, but you could eat even fewer things and you have to do it for 30 days. So it's like this commitment people make. So this is more of an idea of like a cleanse, right? You're going to eliminate stuff from your diet. That's what cleanse is, guys. You're trying to clean out your body, like literally clean it out by taking out all these bad, unhealthy food groups and just letting your body sort of rejuvenate for a certain amount of time so it gets back to feeling healthy again.
Yeah, I love that. So you guys could continue to research some of these, the names of these diets, but you should have these in mind in case this topic comes up.
Yeah, for sure. And guys, we are going to write out this in our blog so you know how to spell it and then you can research it. So come back to our blog at IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 359. So you can search for it there. And then, this stuff will be spelled out.
Yeah. And I also just want to say, I think this goes back to the culture of thinking, because I bet you're wondering, guys, how are you going to come up with these words on the fly? Right. But if you've been paying attention to the news, if you've been reading things like, I don't know, different magazines, if you've been listening to NPR, you're going to know some of these just because you've heard it. You've been exposed to it. So creating your culture of thinking. And if you want to know what that is, if you've never heard of that before, go back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in culture of thinking. This is the way to build the content in your head that you're going to need for the speaking and the writing test, guys.
This is one of our signature strategies, the culture of thinking, and like the narration strategy we've been exploring recently. These strategies happen like spontaneously while Lindsay and I are talking about IELTS specific stuff, and then we take it to the next level, right? Like, how can we strengthen this ability? How can we do this? And it's really part of a bigger picture of, like, we're talking about the culture of thinking, because this not only strengthens all of your IELTS skills, get all of your IELTS scores. It's not just about speaking. It's about everything. It strengthens all that, but it also prepares you for life after IELTS. So, I really encourage you guys to go back to the blog and search Culture of Thinking, listen to some episodes, read some articles, and start putting this into your daily life. This is a really important idea to start implementing.
It's huge. It's huge. Because once we get into our target country, are we just going to sit at home and not interact with people? I mean, what are we going to do? How are we going to actually achieve that goal that we have in the target country? Whether it's to get our degree, whether it's to move up in that company, what is it? We need these skills.
Exactly. So exploit your IELTS practice for more. It's not just about IELTS. It's about English. It's about your mind. It's about your future, right? So it's all tied in.
Huge.
But you do need to break it down into specific goals. You can't just be like, I'm going to develop a culture of thinking. So please do some research on our blog, guys. We've talked about specific activities connected to this. Put this in your monthly planner. Put this in your daily study plan. You have to apply these things and write them down.
Got it. Awesome. Good advice. Good vocabulary today, guys. Yeah. And also write these words down. Come back to our blog. Check it out. Yeah. Write these down. Don't just let it fly by like another episode, guys. I mean, this is gold here that we're giving you. What episode number is this today, Jessica?
This is 359.
Okay, cool. So come back to IELTS.allersenglish.com, type in 359 in the search bar, and you'll get the episode for today. Cool.
Yes, awesome. Right. Okay, fantastic. Let's go eat some food now.
I know. I am definitely going to go prepare some dinner now. Okay, very cool. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out.
My pleasure. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.